The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of the author and illustrator H.A. Ray, born in Hamburg, Germany, in 1898. He and his wife, Margret, were living in Paris in 1935. When they drew some cartoons of a giraffe for a newspaper, a publisher liked them, asked them to do some more work like that. So the two of them wrote a book called Cecily G. and the Nine Monkeys. One of the monkeys was named Curious George, and the Rays thought he was the best character. He should have a book of his own. And they wrote one, Curious George. Meanwhile, Hitler was about to take control of Paris. The Rays were Jewish. They knew they were in danger. And so they constructed two bicycles from spare parts. June 14, 1940, they biked out of Paris with some food, some warm coats, and five manuscripts, including Curious George. They reached the Spanish border, got to Lisbon, went to Brazil, eventually to New York City, where Curious George was published in 1941. It's the birthday of the novelist John Knowles, born in Fairmont, West Virginia, 1926, best known for his novel A Separate Piece, a bestseller in 1959. It's the anniversary of the day the Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, England, in 1620. A little ship, the crew, and 102 passengers. After the first winter in the New World, they were down to 53. It's the birthday of the founder of the Great Northern Railway, James J. Hill, born in Rockwood, Ontario, in 1838. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote The Highwayman Came Riding, 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 The Highwayman Came Riding Up to the Old Inn Door, Alfred Noyes, Wolverhampton, England, 1880. Here's a poem for today by Jane Shore, entitled Shopping Urban. Flip-flopped, noosed in puka beads, my daughter breezes through the store from headband to toe ring, shooing me away from the bongs, lace thongs, and studded dog collars. And I don't want to see her in that black muscle tee with slut stamped in gold glitter shrink-wrapped over her breasts, or those brown and chartreuse retro plaid hip-huggers ripped at the crotch. There's not a shopper here a day over 20, except me and another mother, parked in chairs at the dressing room entrance, beyond which we are forbidden to go. We're human clothes racks. Our daughters have trained us to tamp down the least flicker of enthusiasm for the nice dress with room to grow into, an item they regard with sullen, nauseated, eyeball-rolling disdain. Waiting in the line for a dressing room, my daughter checks her cleavage, her belly buttons, a cyclops eye, peeking at other girls' armloads of clothes. What if she's missed something, that faux leopard hoodie, those coffee wash flares, sinking under her stash of blouses? She's a Shiva of tangled sleeves. And where did she dig up that new tie-dyed tank top I threw away in 69, and the purple wash-and-wear psychedelic dress I washed and wore and lost on my grand tour of Europe, and my retired hippie peace necklace, now recycled, revived, re-hip? I thought they were gone, like the tutus and tiaras and wands when she morphed from ballerina to fairy princess to mermaid to tomboy, refusing to wear dresses ever again. Gone, those pastel party dresses, the sleeves, puffed water wings, buoying her up as she swam into waters over her head. A poem by Jane Shore, Shopping Urban, from her collection A Yes or No Answer, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.